When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What's the one thing all great teams have in common?
Great coaching.
Try to suck up to me, Andrew.
Hey! Goldberg! I bet if that talk was a cheeseburger, you'd stop it!
No, I agree. I would not be an acid physically. I have more of a podcast body.
Quack! 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 No! No!
It's the Quack Attack Podcast.
Hey, everybody. This is real. This is happening, you guys. I'm Mike. That's Tommy.
Hello, everyone.
That's Kevin.
Hey, y'all.
Welcome to the Quack Attack Podcast, the definitive Mighty Ducks podcast. We are back after a short break, but we got a lot to get to. So I'm not going to waste any time on, you know, kin token or anything like that. There's one sort of thing regarding game changers that I wanted to go over before we expand on our fantasy team drafts here. So that is the topic of this episode. But our bold predictions, I think we went over them in the mid-season point, but we never really went over them once the season was ended. So let's just do that, you know, real quick. Alex and Gordon do not get together by the end of season one. That's a yes. The Don't Bothers lose to the Ducks at the end and or don't win the championship. I would consider that a yes.
That's a definite yes.
Charlie Conway shows up at some point. He's mentioned, but he doesn't show up. What do we rule that?
I'd say that's a no with an asterisk.
No with an asterisk.
Maybe a half point.
Yeah, half we can point. Give ourselves a half point.
Okay, so we're at 2.5 points here.
Because they didn't mention the Duncans at all.
That's true. Evan and or Gordon have to pick between the Don't Bothers and the Ducks. I would give that a yes with Evan. Yeah. Gordon doesn't really. You could argue, I guess, in the gala and stuff like that.
We've got an and/or. I think we're covered.
All right. So we're up to 3.5 points out of 4. That's not bad. The original Ducks colors and jerseys are seen somewhere. That's a yes. So we're at 4.5 out of 5. And then this is where things get a little wonky. Coop is the ringer that changes the team's fortune.
That's a no.
Definite no. Outside of Nick, Sam is one of the funniest kids. I would say no.
Yeah, that's a no for me.
Yeah.
All right. So we're still at 4.5 out of 7 here. Charlie Conway, Russ Tyler, Connie Moreau, Guy Germain, Ken Wu, Les/Dave Averman, and Adam Banks all make an appearance. So we missed on Charlie and Russ Tyler, but got the rest of them.
Do we give ourselves another half point on that one?
Or you can do a fractional point. So like 8.87 or whatever that would work
out to. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. So yeah, we got 5 out of 7.
Well, did we misidentify someone who did show up? Did we like not pick?
Yeah, I mean, we did not pick Fulton.
Okay, so that'd be like a point we didn't get then. So that'd be 5 out of 8, basically, really.
Five out of 8, yeah. Was there anyone else? I think everyone else we got.
So I think we make it easy and give ourselves a half point.
Yeah, I agree. Close enough. So we're up to, 5 points now. 5 out of 8. A secondary character. So we're talking, you know, like a Tibbles or Miss McKay makes an appearance in the background. Probably a no. I don't think if anybody comes through there.
It's a no.
All right. A Hans ghost moment or some sort of non-Hans did not happen. We did get a mention of Jan. Is that enough for, you know, a half or flat fractional point?
I don't know. I think
maybe 0.25.
0.25 works.
0.25. All right. So we're at 5.25.
We're great. We're grading on a bell curve here. Okay.
And then the bonus. Someone is shown throwing up at one point. I think this was confirmed in the very first episode. Thanks to the Quacklites for pointing it out. So that's going to be a yes. So we're at 6.25 out of 11 there. Passing grade, I guess? How do we feel about our performance?
I think we did pretty good, which is taking some random stabs in the dark.
Yeah, I think the ghost moment was definitely something they really missed on, but that was always going to be tough to fulfill unless there was like he visits like the grave of Hans at one point. But we'll just go ahead and say we would have gotten a perfect score if it wasn't for COVID.
Yeah.
There you go. Yeah. No, that is a good point, Evan. Kevin. I'm looking at the name Evan. That's a good point, Kevin. Just for taking a shot in the dark, stabs in the dark, 6.25 out of 11. Not bad. Not bad at all.
And we got the bonus, so that's really good.
Yeah. The bonus is worth double.
Yeah. That's like the money ball.
Yeah. So, yeah. So we're up to what? That's 2 points. That would be 7.25.
That's passed. So we passed.
Yeah. Yeah. Solid pass here. All right. Let's move on. So, way back in December 2015, episode 68, we did a fantasy draft. And I believe it was Jeremiah in the Discord asked us to revisit it. And I thought it was a good idea. So we're going to revisit it and draft another line with these new teams. But just a quick recap here. So we drafted five players and a goalie. These were our teams. Kevin had Adam Banks, who was his captain. Dwayne Robertson, Guy Germain, those three are his forwards. His defenseman, Dean Portman and McGill. His goalie is Weasel from Iceland. Tommy had Johnny Riley from the Varsity, Charlie Conway, Luis Mendoza as his forwards. His defenseman, Fulton Reed and Cole from the Varsity team. And then goalie, Julie the Cat Gaffney.
And my captain was Fulton Reed. I decided not to have some kind of competition between Riley and Conway for that C.
There you go. Yeah. Smart coaching there. My forwards were Gunnar Stahl, who was my captain, Jesse Hall and Connie Moreau, my defensemen, Olaf Sanderson and Uber Havik from Iceland. And then my goalie was Scooter from Varsity. So I went Iceland heavy there, but so we put this up to a vote and I looked at the vote from the Quacklites. And Kevin just dominated us, 56% of the vote for his team.
Yeah, buddy.
I narrowly edged out Tommy for second place with 23% to 20%.
I think he's a better team builder than you guys are.
I think one of those votes was actually mine, so it's probably closer between me and Tommy. So a virtual tie here. So
people are putting too much stock in the Iceland defense. I think, you know, Conway and Riley, you know, just melt right through them.
Yeah. I mean, a lot to discuss here. I don't have any explanation for why the Quaglites liked Kevin's team so much, other than he had some good, you know, characters on his team and he had Banks. Like,
well, I probably know that they'd have a good coach too. Best of the three.
That's sure.
Well,
true.
They'd need to have a good assistant.
Better coach.
Kevin would not be showing up until 5 minutes into the game. That's with true. A bag of like bagels or something that he's eating.
It's a way to keep him free and easy, you know?
All right. So enough about Kevin's coaching and team building here. We don't want him to get a big head. You know, he's a very humble guy. So let's
well, that means I get the number one overall pick in this one, right?
That is what I was going to discuss. Do we want to go in, you know, reverse order? So reverse order with Tommy starting, and then are we snaking it? Is that the best way to do it? Or is Tommy just going to get the first pick over and over again to build his bench?
Do we recall what we did last time? I'm normally a fan of the snake draft.
We did a snake draft last time.
Let's do it a snake then. So it should be me, Mike, Kevin gets two, then back to Mike, then I get two.
Right, right. So we have, I think, 12 new skaters from the Don't Bother / Mighty Ducks Game Changers overall, plus two new goalies. And then we have some leftovers from players we didn't pick last time. So I think we're going to select all the new players, all the new skaters. And then our last pick is going to be a skater from that was left over. And then obviously we're going to pick a backup goalie, but there's only two new backups. So someone's going to get either Greg Goldberg or Wise from the Hawks, who were not picked last time. So,
yeah, are we putting any stipulations where goalies will be kind of like the last round, and then, well, the penultimate round, and then the extra skater is like the last round? So you can't like take Averman with your number one pick.
We could do that.
Yeah, I think that's what we should do. Is we should do just go through the skaters list because there's 12 of them.
Okay.
And then we each take a goalie, and then we do the skaters continued. Just because I'm not sure that any of these goalies would like rise to our first team anyway.
Yeah, that's true. You know, depending on how much confidence you have in Coob and or Trevor from the new Mighty Ducks. But anyway, so let's go to skaters. So the new skaters, I'll just lift it off for the audience. Here's the pool of new skaters we're picking up. Evan Morrow, Sophie, Hanson Bott, Nick Gans, Lauren Gibby, Maya, Casper, Logan LaRue, Adib Samatar from the Don't Bothers, and then the Checkmates, Tibor and Havel. Those are all Don't Bothers. And then we have Ruby from the new Mighty Ducks, Parker Huddy from the new Mighty Ducks. You remember him as having the knee injury that opened up the door for Evan to come back. And then the wild card here, the Lumberjacks player whose girlfriend was in the stands, where he's eligible to be drafted as well. So Tommy, you have the first pick. Who are you going with?
I'm going to go with Evan. I think he's the most well-rounded player in this pool.
Wow. Interesting choice. That leaves me with Sophie. I'm taking Sophie. I think she's I think it's a steal, really, with the second pick here. So I got a good you know, I might move Sophie into the starting lineup ahead of Connie, but that's discussion for another day. So we move on to Kevin here. Kevin, you have two selections.
So Ruby's Steph's daughter, yes?
Correct.
Okay, I'll take Ruby.
Good selection.
And I'll take Parker also.
Taking Parker.
Even with that knee injury, interesting.
Yeah.
We're really assuming health here.
Really, the only thing we know about him is he was on the Ducks and he had a knee injury. I guess you could say, you know, since he's on the Ducks, he's got to be pretty good.
Yeah.
So, all right.
It was between him and the Lumberjack for me.
Yeah. Comes back to me. A lot to consider here. You know, I don't want to give away my strategy. I'm gonna just go with the Lumberjacks player. Take some size. I maybe pair him up with Olof Sanderson at some point. Get the goons in there. So it goes to to Tommy. You have two selections here.
So I'm gonna go with chemistry here and take Lauren and Maya as my two picks there. I think that
you can do some closed eye hockey.
Exactly. And paired with Conway from D1, they'll be like, they'll give up a record number of goals.
There you go. So yeah, you took the only two true defensemen on the board, which is a nice strategy. So it comes back to me, our remaining new players are Nick, Logan, Sam, and the Checkmates. This is a tough selection between the Checkmate. We don't really know too much about the Checkmates here and like their actual playing style. Logan seems to be coming on at the end. I'm going to go with Tibor and continue with the size here. Checkmate seems to have some good skills. I'm making him my final forward, although I might move the Lumberjack to defense. So we go back to Kevin here.
I'm going to go with Logan with his newfound confidence.
I almost selected him. I was thinking I might be able to get him in the next round, just cause you know, he came on late at the end, but good selection here. So, back to you, Kevin.
I'm going to go with Nick for chemistry reasons.
Oh, the Nick and Logan connection. Interesting strategy. All right, so it comes back to me, and it's between Sam and Havel for me. I think I'm going to keep the Checkmates together just for chemistry reasons as well. So Sam goes to Tommy here, and then let's see, Tommy.
I I think you guys both made the right choices, but I also think Sam being the last pick is a bit of a steal. He's definitely the sleeper because I think he has tremendous upside that we didn't get to see. So I'm pleased with my team.
Yeah, but yeah. He's a bit of a head case.
That's true, but that's why I've got Evan on there to really kind of make him to coach him up a little bit.
You mean the guy that betrayed him?
He got over it.
Yeah, they all came together at the end.
You pick someone who's not able to skate in Parker Huddy. I'm sure. I don't know how that's going to work out for you.
Kevin's got the med.
Dr. Andrews healed him up.
Yeah. All right. So do we want to go to goalies now or leftover skaters?
I think let's all pick a goalie.
All right. So our goalies are Wise from the Hawks, are Greg Goldberg. We have Coop from the Don't Bothers, and then Trevor Reddick from the New Mighty Ducks. So, Tommy, it's to you. You have one selection here. Your goalie.
I'm taking Trevor Reddick.
Really the only pick, I think, on the board there. This is tough. Do I go with the prospect in Coop? Or, no, I'm just going to go. Oh, he's a backup goalie, though. I have a soft spot for Coop. I think I'm going to take Coop here. Kevin, you're between Wise from the Hawks and Greg Goldberg.
I'm going to go Goldberg just because when he's hot, he's hot.
Wow.
And the only thing we know about Wise is that he bruises easily in his palm.
Yes.
Well, that's the Iceland goalie. Wise didn't.
No, was it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Wise didn't even catch the puck. Wise missed it completely. So we go here. If we're snaking back, then Kevin has the pick of the last of the sort of remaining skaters. So these are all from the original trilogy. We have Strickler from the Hawks, Brown from the Hawks, Larson from the Hawks, Terry Hall. We have Averman. We have Tommy and Tammy. We have Karp, Wu, Peter Mark, and Russ Tyler. Big selection here. This could be the key. Kevin, your selection, your final pick here.
I'm going to go with Dave Les Averman, and also because I think he and Nick in the same room would be really funny together. So.
Oh, just going for the clubhouse guys. So
I think they'd just be cutting up during the game and allow a couple of soft goals.
They keep them loose. That's what our team's all about.
Yeah, Kevin?
No discipline on that team.
We skate free. We're like the dudes in Myth 3 Alaska.
Yeah. I appreciate that you have a theme, Kevin, but I'm not sure how well it would translate to the ice.
I think they'd sell a lot of tickets.
Yeah. So it comes to me. Got a lot of choices here. I'm a big fan of Brown on the Hawks. I could team up Jesse and Terry again here. Or, you know, there's Wu. There's Russ Tyler. Do I want the knuckle puck? I think I'm going with Kenny Wu. I'm going to take Ken Wu off the board. I think him and Sophie, I'm going to rearrange my team a little bit here. Put Ken Wu at forward, put the Lumberjacks player on defense along with Tibor, and then Havel is up for it. My second forward line is kind of small with Wu and Havel Kopech, but it is what it is. So we'll move on. Tommy, the final pick of the fantasy draft here.
Yeah, I think Kevin taking Averman was the right choice there, and I think Ken Wu was the best on the board after that. So this is kind of tough. I'm not going to take either of the Duncans, although I'd take Tammy over Tommy, and I think we all would. Karp, no. Peter, no.
You don't want the mean streak of Peter Mark?
I don't have enough size. I think I'm going to take Russ Tyler because I do think I could rotate him in to have like a couple of specialty shots there with both him and Fulton. If I were to rotate into my first line, and he's also a bit of a cut up. So I was moved by Kevin saying you need a little bit of a personality on the team, and we'd market Russ pretty well, I think.
Yeah. I mean, it's a copycat league and Kevin was the winner. So I can see how you got there. So let's do some recapping here. So Kevin's new second line, I should say, Ruby Reddick and Parker Huddy from the New Mighty Ducks, Logan LaRue and Nick Gans from the Don't Bothers, and then Dave / Les Averman and then his goalie, Greg Goldberg from the Mighty Ducks. Kevin, you have three forwards and two defense. How do you want to arrange your second line there? Who do you want on defense?
I guess Parker and I guess I'm tempted to throw Goldberg in there.
And then who's your goalie? Oh, interesting.
It could be Goldberg the defender.
Yeah, Goldberg the defender, yeah. And then you have a bench player, and then you just switch Goldberg if your goalie gets hurt. Just so weasel.
Yeah, I think Goldberg is the primary, and then the secondary would be Nick, I guess.
Wow, some creative maneuvering there. I appreciate that. I did not consider the versatility of Goldberg there. And then I like putting Parker back there because we know nothing about him. He could be a natural defenseman, and we don't know what position he plays. So
that's a pretty good group of forwards, though.
Yeah, some money balling from Kevin there. I appreciate that. So
it's like getting the catcher to play first base, getting Goldberg to do that, but then you've got an emergency catcher. So
yeah, interesting choice here. So we go to Tommy, his team, Evan Morrow, Sam, Russ Tyler, Lauren, and Maya, and then Trevor from the new Mighty Ducks is his goalie. Lauren and Maya were really the two defensemen on the board. Do you want to keep them at defense, or are you switching it up here?
I do want to keep them at defense. I do think that chemistry in that second line will be good. I think Sam is someone could really kind of rise as a forward. So I've got Evan, Sam, and Russ Tyler. And I think Evan will make both of them around him better. And I think Trevor is obviously, I think he's the best goalie of our second lines. If Goldberg is no longer playing goalie.
Goldberg does it all, baby.
But if it was a cheeseburger, he'd also stop that or whatever. If we were,
he also feeds the team, man. He brings the sandwiches.
We should definitely have like a competitive eating draft as well.
Oh, I like
that'd
that.
Be pretty good. I think real quick, I think Portman might be a better pick than Goldberg. But that's for another episode.
Yeah. Interesting. But
he's like the guy who would go to CC's and just destroy everything and probably get escorted out. But yeah, but Evan, Sam, and Russ are my forwards with Lauren and Maya, my defenders, and Trevor as a goalie.
Yeah, I will say you do have, I think it's pretty clear, you do have the best goaltending tandem with Julie the Cat and Trevor Reddick in there. So me, as I mentioned, I rearranged my team a little bit. So I have Sophie, Ken Wu, and Havel up front, and then Tibor and the Lumberjacks player on defense with Kubler as my backup goalie. I'm going to ride Scooter hard. I think Kubler is a prospect that we're going to develop later on. So taking a chance on him here. But Kevin, just an overall feeling on your entire team here.
I mean, I still think my team is the best. I really like my group, my second line forwards. My only concern would be if Nick ever has to see significant time as a defenseman. I think he could get bullied around. But I think obviously that would only happen in case of injury or if Weissel's just, you know, loses his mind. But I really think top to bottom, I probably have the best and a good mix of chemistry. So I'll go to battle with these guys.
Personally, you know, you have Ruby, which was a good pick, you know. That was probably the pick to make there. Then you have Logan and Averman up front. I guess you have Averman's a good puck handler. You have Logan, who's a good puck handler. I don't know how much skating they're going to have, but yeah, it's an interesting makeup. I did, as I mentioned, like the versatility of Goldberg. I didn't even consider that, but let's go.
I do kind of particularly like the number of kind of alphas that I have. I like, well, Adam Banks isn't so much an alpha, but he is, you know, the best player. Mm-hmm. But then Ruby's definitely an alpha. And then I think Parker is an alpha for that defenseman group and Portman as well. So I like that kind of mean streak mix that we've got there.
Do you want to change your captain at all? Are you keeping Banks as the captain?
Nah, Banks.
Okay. Let's move to Tommy. Tommy, you just, you know, some overall feelings now that the draft is done. This is like the post-game press conference here.
Respectfully disagree with Kevin, thinking that he has the clear best team. I think we'd have to see the results on the ice. I think a lot of people are really discounting my combo of Riley and Cole on my first line. I think that we all have a pretty good kind of mix of enforcers, really. So I think you'd have like a lot of great matches. I don't have a lot of size on my second line, but I think having the best goalkeeping in the league is definitely going to be pretty obvious there. I think my offense can surprise people because I think Evan is very versatile and he'll kind of come back on defense to help out, especially against like some of the larger players. I like having the specialty players too, and Russ and Fulton. And I think Fulton being kind of like the silent captain, kind of like Banks, is a good way to do it. I think all of our captain choices are pretty interesting. If I had to pick a captain on the second line, I think it would obviously be Evan. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure that Kevin's second line has like true leadership unless maybe like Nick really stepped up and kind of showed it being a team player. I guess Ruby could be it, but I'm not sure like how well she would get on with others. And then
yeah, she's only, you know, won a couple state championships.
Well, you can win and be a piece of shit. Mike, I'm not sure. I guess would Sophie be your captain there? I think yeah. Mike has like a very mellow team. If this Lumberjacks player, I wonder if he has a mean streak about him because everyone else seems very nice.
So I mean, I think we could do alternates now that it's come up. You know, you have your captain and then two alternates. But overall, just in terms of my team. Yeah, I think people were discounting Uber Havik on Iceland. I like him way more than I think anybody else in the world does. So, I'm trying to spot some diamonds in the rough here. Kubler, I might regret taking that pick, but I think he's got the potential, as I mentioned. But yeah, overall, my second line, obviously Sophie leading it, although, you know, I might switch her with Connie. But you want some balance, so maybe I'll keep her. I think she works well together with Ken Wu. Tibor and the Lumberjacks player. I think Tibor might be an underrated player. He's Czech. He's big. He can skate. I feel like he could be a great puck moving defenseman for me. So I'm pretty happy. I think I have the best team. But we'll leave it up to the Quackalites.
I do want to throw this out there to counter one of Tommy's points in stating that he has the best goaltending in the league. I'm going to use an old football adage. If you have two goaltenders, you have no goaltenders. So
that's not really going to be compared here.
Yeah, I mean, it is an interesting point, though. There could be some controversy, some hurt feelings, because, you know, Trevor and Julie the Cat both want to show the world what they can do, to borrow Julie the Cat's
iron, and iron sharpens iron there, Kevin. But I do appreciate Kevin leaning into making sure he only has one goalie by taking his backup goalie and not even putting him between the pipes there.
Versatility, baby. It's the name of the game.
So, yeah, a lot that could go wrong. It's going to take some good coaching from Tommy to really manage those personalities. But, yeah, let's go to the alternates. Kevin, your two alternates from either line there.
I think I'm going to go with Ruby and Portman.
Portman. Interesting.
Yeah.
I like Portman is very vocal. I think he could get the team behind him, but it all, you know, could blow up in his face if he, you know, doesn't take a scholarship offer and decides, you know, just to bail. But Tommy, you have Johnny Riley, Charlie Conway, and Evan Morrow. Only two alternate captains. What's the strategy here?
I think it would need to be Conway and Riley as the alternates. Evan is like in awe of all things Ducks, so I think he would appreciate that, and I also think he would like kind of volunteer that he wouldn't be ready for that, or you know, we're all alternates, whatever. And so that way Riley and Conway won't be butting heads, and they'll probably take Evan under their wing. To be like, we want you to be like an alternate one day.
Don't you need at least one on your second line?
You don't need them now.
Okay.
No, but you know, but if I did need to, I was actually thinking if I could give the alternate to Cole and then Evan. That way, because I want to make sure that Conway and Riley are on the same footing. And I feel like Cole would be good at like organizing like team parties. Like he would get the keg because he could get a fake ID pretty easily.
He could lift it over his head.
Yeah, he could carry it in. And you need that, I think, from your captain or alternates to help plan like team activities. But he's not that bright. So maybe him and Evan could like kind of have like a weird like big brother, little brother vibe going.
Yeah. The only
so
thing
if I need to distribute it, then I'd probably go Cole and Evan.
All right. The only thing I would worry about there is Riley being upset, you know, that Cole got it. But yeah. So are we making the rule? Let's just settle. Are we making the rule that one alternate at least has to be a member of the second line?
Yeah.
Okay. So we're going Cole and Evan for Tommy. So it goes to me.
I feel like neither Riley nor Conway could handle that emotionally.
Yeah, exactly.
No, I mean like not being at least an alternate.
No, I mean they I need them to be on the same level, basically.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they'd understand.
And I'd make them understand.
Yeah.
I think Tommy's gonna have a lot of personalities to manage here. It's gonna take some good coaching from him.
I think you guys are thinking that like Julie is like rock steady and she's not a big personality. She's not a lot to handle. And Trevor is a little bit of a piece of shit, at least in the beginning of the show. Right. But he comes around. So
it could go very well. It could blow up in Tommy's face, but we go to me. For me, I think it's pretty obvious here. Sophie is going to be one of mine. And then I could do Sanderson just to keep it Iceland, but you know, I don't want to create divisions in the locker room. So I'm going to sort of spread it out among the different factions here. And I'm going to give Jesse the second alternate captain here.
Yeah. I do think you would need to give it to Jesse to kind of give that Ducks leadership. I think Connie could be an option as well, but I think Jesse he'll be more vocal.
All right. So let's recap real quickly. Kevin's team, which his original team, 56% of the vote here. Adam Banks, Dwayne Robertson, Guy Germain, Dean Portman, McGill from the Hawks, and Weasel from Iceland. His new line, Ruby Reddick from the New Mighty Ducks, Logan, Dave/Les Averman, Parker Huddy from the New Mighty Ducks, Goldberg as a goalie/defenseman, and then Nick as a bench player /defenseman/forward, just sort of utility guy. Tommy's original team, Johnny Riley from the varsity, Eden Hall varsity, Charlie Conway, Luis Mendoza, Fulton Reed, Cole from the varsity, and Julie the Cat Gaffney. His additions today, Evan Morrow, Sam, Russ Tyler, Lauren, Maya, and then Trevor from the New Mighty Ducks. My original team, Gunnar Stahl, Jesse Hall, Connie Moreau, Olaf Sanderson, Uber Havik from Iceland, and Scooter from the varsity. My additions, Sophie, Ken Wu, the Checkmates, both of them, the Lumberjacks player whose girlfriend was in the stands, and then Kubler. So I will put a poll in the show notes, thequacktech.com. Go there. Vote for who you think has the best team, and we'll talk about it later. A lot to think about. A lot of different team building strategies here. So I'm curious to see what the Quacklites think about this. For us, other than that, thequacktech.com. Go there, contact us at QuackTechPod on Twitter, facebook.com/QuackTechPod. Go to iTunes, give us 5 stars. Tell us your thoughts on the draft. Who do we miss on? Who did we pick too high, too low? That kind of stuff. Thanks to our producers. Thanks to Matt. Matt was already a producer, but he became a monthly producer. So duck call to him. And remember, ducks fly together.
Ducks fly together.
Ain't no turning back. Got to be the man in the heart of the time. The quick attack.